Walking into a wing of the Clay County Heritage Center transports you to a time of turmoil for the United States, starting in April of 1861.
This new exhibit, it's called Boys in Blue, Grand Army of the Republic.
Stephanie Horsley is the director of the center, located in Spencer, Iowa. She shows us items on loan from a museum in Sioux Falls, plus some local additions.
It highlights what the Grand Army of the Republic was, and it was our country's first veterans organization for Civil War veterans. We have a lot of Civil War veterans that came to Clay County in the 1860s and beyond, 1870s and 80s.
When the Civil War ended in 1865, Spencer didn't exist, but the men who moved here made a mark.
So our area of Northwest Iowa and Spencer was fairly young during the Civil War era. And Spencer was officially a town in 1871, so it was still sparsely populated in Clay County, and so there weren't as many men that left from here to go to the war, but there were a lot of men who came after the war who settled in this area with land grants, and they just wanted to get away from, you know, where they used to be. They wanted to have a new start.
Director of Collections at Clay County Heritage, Braden Faleen, estimates the local cemetery is the final resting place for up to 115 soldiers of the Civil War, the bloodiest conflict ever fought on U.S. soil. 5 days after General Robert E. Lee surrendered to General Ulysses S. Grant, an assassin took the life of President Abraham Lincoln.
Interesting enough, we have two soldiers who guarded Abraham Lincoln's coffin during his funeral procession. One guarded him in Pennsylvania and the other guarded him in Illinois. And they're both buried out in Riverside. So we kind of a neat story there of two veterans who kind of helped serve after the war of protecting Lincoln on his funeral train.
A Civil War soldier's chance of surviving the war, about 1 in 4. More than 618,000 people died at the end of the conflict. Many fallen from disease, others from fighting on the front lines.
We have a small cannonball that would have been fired, and then a 12-pound cannonball that would be fired out, the typical cannon you'd think of. We have a bayonet that would have been used during the time, a sword that was actually made in Germany and then sold the army. You have Spencer rifles, which have no direct connection to Spencer, Iowa. They are created by Christopher Spencer, who was an arms developer during the Civil War era.
Boys in Blue, Grand Army of the Republic also features biographies connecting generations.
We have a few of our veterans that we talk about. We also have kind of who their relatives are now. So like, for example, Joseph O'Brien, his great-grandson is David Symington, who is involved on the Clay County Fair Board. He's a banker locally, and so a great community involvement from descendants of veterans.
The director of the center, Stephanie Horsley, also shares a personal connection with this informative history lesson.
My husband's family have some personal memorabilia and artifacts from some ancestors that were in the Civil War, and a couple of them here include two letters that were written by Manasseh Reeves and his brother Van V. Reeves. And they are ancestors of my husband's mother, Maureen Reeves Horsley. You can see their fancy penmanship, and she was able to type them out, and so you can see what they talk about when they were fighting in Tennessee area.
A 4-year period of strife and death, and new beginnings brought to life for a modern audience.
I think we could learn a lot by going back and learning about how that Civil War affected our country because of the repercussions that we see today.
In Spencer, Iowa, for Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.